days, the oceans are being depleted at an alarming rate. 75% of the world's commercial fisheries are being fished at or beyond their estimated sustainability yields. Most of the global fishing fleets belong to developing countries located in Asia and Southeast Asia. One of the most dangerous methods, known as trawler fishing, involves dragging a large metal net along the ocean floor to collect bottom feeders, often destroying the ocean floor habitat and the creatures along with it. Another method, similar to trawler fishing, is pristine fishing, which involves a spotter plan to find schools of fish on or near the surface, then using large nets to enclose the fish. This often results in the capture and killing of unwanted marine life. The third method is often considered to be the least harmful and is known as longline fishing. This method uses a long line that can be as long as 80 miles, baited with thousands of hooks for individual fish. Again, this results in the catching and killing of unwanted fish. These lines are often vary in length to catch different types of fish, but will sometimes catch unwanted marine life such as sea turtles and birds on the surface. The final method is known as the drift net, which does exactly what it sounds like. Using a gigantic net dragged behind a gigantic boat, that can sometimes be as long as 40 miles long. The boat drags it behind and catches any fish that swims into it. And this is often considered to be the most devastating, killing anything it catches. If we wish to limit the death of our oceans, we must set regulations on the fishing limit and what nets will be allowed.